today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
27 to 12. I want to catch up with this situation, which is really, let's be honest about it, it's another crisis on our highway. The Bruce Highway between Ingham and Cardwell is closed to all traffic at the Seymour Bloody River. Can you believe this? It's just one negative after the other. We were celebrating yesterday, getting all those trucks full of food into town. We had also a lot of food and other things arriving by barge. Everything was tickety-boo. Even aircraft were bringing supplies in. But the big one was getting the highway open, but it's closed again now. Now, it does say here too, it gets worse, the Hinchinbrookshire Council has warned the road may not reopen until, would you believe, tomorrow night. I just put a call through to Mayor down there, Raymond Jaya, Hinchinbrookshire Council, for an update on the situation. Raymond, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're not having a good run, Raymond, are we? I mean, we were celebrating yesterday, and of course the feeling was, oh, well, all the bad news is behind us, but here we go again. How bad is it, do you know?
Yeah, exactly right. Here we go again. Mm. So at the moment, the river is quite high, around that 11.6 metre mark. But another peak is being forecast. So we've still got a lot of water to come down from the upper catchment up in the tableland. So at some stage, that river is going to increase in height to around about, at this stage forecast, somewhere between 11.8 and 12 metres. So we've got more water coming out.
So when it goes up to 11.8, 12 metres or whatever it might be, how long does it stay up there in your experience, Raymond? Hours or more?
For instance, that lower Herbert area probably won't clear for 2 days because there's a lot of water in behind, a lot of water coming down, and, it stays up. So, for instance, the river will stay up in the lower Herbert for at least 2 to 3 days, and as far as the Seymour River's concerned, that will put it into Friday because what we're seeing there now is Gerlach water. The Gerlach is underwater, and that's riverine flooding. So the river's quite high and has penetrated in those areas. So unfortunately, that road's going to be closed for quite some time.
Oh, let's go to the Charters Towers Council. They're hopeful the Flinders Highway at Macrossan Bridge will reopen today. What are your thoughts? We've had issues with that inland route. It's not totally reliable, as we know, so I don't know whether or not that's going to be an option for us getting food into Cairns. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I can't comment on that. I don't know too much about that road system out the west.
Yeah.
I'm a coastal boy, so I know our coastal roads are enough headache, so I can't help you with that one, I'm sorry.
Now tell me, Raymond, you would have had some pretty rough nights of sleep, I presume. You would have been sleeping on a stretcher or something in the council chambers, were you? What have you been doing at night when you've been staying in town?
Just start sleeping on a stretcher wherever you can, get a bit of sleep and just keep an eye on what that was going. Incidentally, I was before I graduated to a stretcher on six, it was Monday night, I was sleeping on a mattress in my office and I woke up 6 inches of water over me.
No, did you?
Water actually penetrated into the council chambers. I don't know what the day is now, but it's Monday. So, it was a bit of a shock to the system.
That is absolutely, but lucky you bloody well woke up.
No. I had a few helpers there coming screaming that the water was coming in the building, so... It was terrible. I mean, the devastation, has occurred down there, and my heart really goes out for those people. A lot of those people have lost everything. You know, water was going into not only the bottom stories, but also the habitable areas on top. Mm. We always had thought that we were quite safe living on a floodplain with two-story houses, but the flood actually found its way into, a few of those houses. So at the moment... the damage assessments have been undertaken. I think about 1,012 properties have been inspected. And just from memory yesterday from the reports, I think about 357 of them were categorised as severely damaged.
Oh, really?
So there's some issues down there. It's terrible. And, it's not just the property that's been lost, but the emotional scarring is just devastating.
Yeah. Oh, what a bloody business. What we're talking about, what's the 357 damage? How many houses would be in Ingham?
Oh, probably around that mark, best at that 1,200.
Jeez, 1,200 so mark. That's a quarter of them.
1,100, 1,200.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
maybe a third of them. Gee, that's going to be a hell of a battle, isn't it? Raymond, I really appreciate the update, and we'll catch up with you. So obviously, it's a hell of a challenge.
Just a heads up that the river is expected to rise again. There's a significant amount of water still up there. If people can be aware of that, we will put out the relevant warnings and some emergency alerts just to alert the people. But, yeah, it's unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but we're not out of the woods yet.
No, exactly. Good on you, Raymond. Thank you. That's Mayor Raymond, J.O. Hinchinbrook Shire Council.